Last week, the UK announced the biggest tax cut plan in half a century, and it is expected that fiscal expenditure will increase by an additional £161 billion, about 1.3 trillion Hong Kong dollars, over the next 5 years. At a time when inflation in the UK approaches double digits, such massive tax cuts will stimulate demand, which is tantamount to fueling inflation. Former US Treasury Secretary Larry Summers has described the economics of the Liz Truss's tax cuts as naive and wishful thinking. Some people have criticized the plan for being slanted in favor of a handful of rich people. The market is wary that, as the recession might be looming, the UK government will intensify the twin deficits, that is, the deficits of trade and the current account, by borrowing such massive amounts of money which might cause the country's debt problems to spiral out of control. As a result, the British pound and national bonds plummeted. The exchange rate of the British pound against the US dollar fell by 4% at one point yesterday morning, the 26th of September, to as low as 1.035 US dollar, having already fallen sharply by 3.5% last Friday. After regaining some lost ground, the pound returned to the 1.06 US dollar level.